Good morning, everyone, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. How many mothers, as they sang that song, "He Didn't Come Down," think what you would do if you had been in Christ's mother's spot that night? I'm not a mother, but people say I have weird thinking because I think about things like that. What went through her mind? Trying to think of a whole, probably went through her mind as she watched her son die upon that cruel tree. I've kind of plagiarized things for today's lesson. Different times of history, I've copied notes out of stuff like material I've got at home about different times of history of mothers and then what God proclaimed for mothers at the end of it. Mother's Day. Today when women who aren't mothers, but we say we're, feel a bit more burden. Men, listen to this one. But when guilty husbands serve breakfast in bed, make a bigger mess than it's worth. When day that mothers reflect on the whole business of raising children, all through their life, what they've put up with, how they've cared for them. But motherhood seems to have gotten a bad press in a lot of decades later in life. Been through some strange phases in history. They went through the time of ancient time when a woman asked just what you need to know from her husband. Replied, "Oh, this statement my mother always had. Oh, I'm just a mother. I stay at home." That's what a lot of women were treated like. Then there came the syndrome of blaming everything on the mother in life. They blame all the insecurities and fears of the children on the mother. Somebody who hadn't read a novel about how to raise children, this and that, would tell them how to do it. Some of those terrible Friday 13 movies that I don't watch. I don't believe in watching that stupid stuff. Some people do. Then I remember the age of people that couldn't cope with things in life, blame it on mother. It's always her fault. Didn't take responsibility for the self. They had to find somebody to blame it on. Blame it on mother. Then there came the women's liberation movement. This one I dealt with, trucking a lot, and I remember this one. A lot of them rejected motherhood. They wouldn't even be, didn't want you to open the door for them or anything. They'd get mad if you opened the door for them. They wanted to do it their way when they wanted it. That's kind of an odd, foolish, and sad tragedy when that happened, I think. It's disregard for God's blueprint for motherhood. But I think motherhood is becoming more accepted and more looked up to now than it was a few years back. When it wasn't accepted, it's kind of like a sickness in our culture. Look at it as God intended. There's a mother, and then there's motherhood that God intended to be. I don't know how many of you know this about me, but I spent most of my life after the military, I spent most of my life looking through the windshield of a semi. And my kids would have probably went very much array if my wife hadn't been home taking care of them, because I was never there. Very much. Of the time. In and out on the weekend, and that's it. In on Saturday and back out on Sunday night. So it's, the women has a lot more credit in this world than people want to give them credit for. But let's think about Motherhood now is more as God intended it to be, not like people want to do it on their own. Under the lordship of Jesus, some have made it tough for women as Christians. Aside from blaming them for all quirks of the kids, which they can't be blamed for, because we know today, you can train a child and bring him up for 20 years the way he should go, and all of a sudden when he gets out on his own, he turns the other way. Don't always do what he's taught. So he can't blame mother for that. People pour women into a mold that they're supposed to do this and be just this and just that. But that's not the way. They have to face facts of life. As no man is perfect, no woman is perfect either. No mother is perfect. Every mother out here will say she's made mistakes someplace along the line with her children. Everyone has made a mistake someplace. We all have. Experience teaches you a lot of times the things that you know later that you wish you'd have done. That which makes a woman successful is not how comfortable she is with a Mother's Day card on Mother's Day once a year. That's not how successful she is, but rather her own sense of personhood, personal worth, of being loved, of being in God's will. And the matter of motherhood is in all other areas of life. The only way that a woman is going to be fulfilled as be a fulfilling mother is that God is in her life, controlling it. Just as we as men, God's supposed to be controlling us, women have the same responsibility. Now I'd like to kind of get you some what my few short years of studying the Bible, what I think some of the mother characteristics of God are. God is like a mother in a lot of places in the Bible. Now we speak easily all the time of God the Father. Confess that most fathers are a poor reflection of the Father of nature of God. In light of Jesus' claim of lordship and life, mothers will ask you this question. Are you an effective reflection of the motherly characteristics of God? Ask yourself that. Then I'll go on and explain what I mean. Everybody's listening now. Now, I'm not calling God she or Mother God or anything of the sort. I'm calling your attention to motherly attributes of the character of God that we say little about. We don't think about. They aren't taught. The motherly attributes of God are great. Strong theme in a lot of the writing of the church fathers and medieval churchmen, they thought of that. If you read the works of Augustine, Ambrose, Aslam, and some of the others, they talked a lot about mothers. One scholar pointed out a note of Martin Luther King. Martin Luther. Favorite image of Christ was that of a mother hen protecting her chicks. Those of us who grew up on a farm, you think about that. Mother hen's out here in the yard with about 10 little chickens falling around with her. Here comes that big bad dog. Instantly, she's got them chicks under her to protect them. Think about God does that too. That's what God does. That's what he offers. That's the motherly embrace of God, holding everybody under his hand. Mothers, you're all held under his hand, under his protective arm. Arm wrapped around you to protect you, to guide you, to strengthen you. Give you the willpower to put up with all the stupid things men do in the world. Because we're a long way from being perfect. In Genesis 1:27, we're taught that God made man in his image. But read on, he made both male and female. So that means both men and women are made in God's image. That the unique qualities of woman are qualities of the characteristics of God. As well as the manly qualities we attribute to God. Stop and think about that. God created you. Your characters and a portion of God is in you. This is on a little more of a comical side, but what are some of the positive qualities of motherhood? Think of something. Remember your children as they come home from school? What's the first thing in the door, mother? The door slams and Junior changes after school and he echoes the door and says, "Yo, Mom!" He couldn't say, "I need to know you're here for my security, that's just what's going on." Nope, he slammed the door on your mom to know she was there. Because he depended on her. Did any of you lose any days of your childhood because of the temporary loss of your mother? Think about that. In the hospital for surgery or something that she was gone for a while? I had a mother that was sick a lot. I know what he's talking about there. As a child, you feel lost when mother's not there. Completely. Mothers also bring healing to a family. You think images of your mother as you grew up, always giving you hugs, always helping you out. When you skinned and tore all the hide off your knee, she would kiss you. "That's all right, it'll get better." And it usually always did. That's mother. That's what God made when he made woman. They not only bring security and healing to family, they bring a sense of belief in a child. Because most children go to their mother before they go to their father with problems. Because meanwhile, the mother's always been there to rely on. Mother always stood and smiled and guided and helped in child's life. Godly mothers are like that. They're always standing there helping. I remember the story that was told. There were four pieces of pie and five people at the table. Mother all of a sudden said, "Well, I don't care for pie." But they're always cared for the family. Always in sickness. They cared for him. They're always there to sit up nights with him. But mother does not get a lot of recognition for all that in their life. They take it for granted. That's just what they do. But transparently, you can see those same qualities in Mary, the mother of Jesus. As a young girl, she accepted the fact that she's going to be a mother. Makes a journey to Jerusalem because they had to go pay their taxes. She gave birth not in a sterilized hospital, in a dirty old farm stable. Now, those who have been around horse barns, cattle barns, they're not very clean. In mother protection, she fled to Egypt with her son. And she was standing by me at Cana. All the security, protection, and loving care that she gave him. Then you see him there standing, looking up at him as he died upon that cross. Respect mothers, everyone. In Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, Moses, one of his greatest speeches to the children of Israel, reminded them that God had a special place for him in his heart. He goes on to teach how God taught and led Jacob, the children of Israel. Then I believe Moses changed his picture of God. Reminds how he watched one day on the backside of Midian, a mother's eagle touching her young one to teaching her young one to fly. If you ever watched eagles, which I love to watch, it's amazing what they can do. But they treat their little one just like a mother on earth does. This eagle tried to coax her little one out of the nest to fly. To no avail. Finally, she swooped down out of the sky and knocked nest, little eagle and all, off the ledge. As he fell, the young eagle began to flap his wings. Closer and closer to earth he got, clapping, he wasn't flying yet. Mother eagle flew down under him, picked him up on her back to get him enough strength that he could carry on and learn how to fly. You know, that's what God does to each and every one of us. He's like an eagle to us, both men and women. But ladies, he is there to carry you on his back. God is the mother eagle to each and every one. Some people may not believe me, but the image of a mother eagle seems severe to some people. The image of God as a mother hen is a lot softer. But he stands there each and every day with open arms for each of us, both men and women. But don't degrade yourself, ladies. He is there for you 24/7. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often have I gathered my children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and ye would not, Jesus is saying. I have the kind of motherly love for you that a mother hen has for her chicks. I would have gathered you unto me, another protecting my wings, but you would not respond to me. That's why we should not turn away from him, respond to him, because he is the mother hen to each and every one. Psalms 91:4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy seed and buckler, thy shield and buckler. I'm going to say, brothers and sisters here, mothers and fathers, let not this image of the mother and protection of Christ, of God, from our heart, keep it there. Run the shelter of his wings when any problem turns up. Because he will be like a mother hen. He is like a mother hen. In Isaiah 6, the 6th chapter, we find the motherly promise of God. As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you. It's a promise of God. He will comfort us. Our loving mother comforted us and her children when our hearts are fearful of many things. And often a mother dispenses with the darkness because she knows much more than children do how to keep from being afraid. So it is with God with us. He gives us mother's love, weeps with us with a mother's sorrow, comforts us as a mother when all other helpers and comforts fail and flee us. So the lesson is that God is like a mother. Not literally, but in a sense, He is like a mother to each and every one. But more correctly, you might say that godly mother is reflecting the characters of God in her life. The lesson that each one of us, both mothers and fathers, need to think about is to be as much like God to our children as is possible. In the book of Revelation, Revelation 12, the first five verses, it comes up with the godly mother is reflecting image of character. The woman travailed in childbirth, and dragon is waiting at her feet to destroy a child as soon as it's born. Now this scene is the birth of Christ. But just as the same dragon, the same devil, the old serpent, the deceiver that was back in Adam and Eve's time, out to destroy him, wants to devour your child from the day it's born. Did you ever stop to think about that? The children we've brought upon this earth, the devil's out there wanting to devour them from the day they're born. That's why mothers with the knowledge of God's word to help their children to stay away from that. That's why on this Mother's Day, mothers, think about the responsibilities and what God has done for you and what He has given you. Is your life lived daily in the presence of God? Do we all have a desire to put our life and our faith to teach our children such a way that they will know and love God eternally? You ever stop to think you can be a biological mother without Jesus as Lord, but you cannot be a channel of the highest blessing in His Word without Him? Think about that, mothers. Fathers, think about that. Our responsibility to the mothers of this world, to help them be a godly mother. Think about that song, He Didn't Come Down. Every time we sing that song, I think about that. That picture hits my mind. Christ didn't come down from that cross. He stayed there to give each of us an opportunity for eternal life, both male and female, mothers and fathers. It's something for man to give his life for all of mankind. How many millions of people have been on the earth before and will be till this earth is destroyed again? That He gave His life for each and every one of us, for our souls. Think about your position with Him this day. Mothers, think about that, that you can lean upon Him each and every day as we should. Fathers, help your wife and your mothers of your children to lean upon Him as we do. And if you're not a child of His today, think about the mothering effect that He will give you if you let Him. Guide you, strengthen you, and give you all the comforts of this world that you need, and help you to that home in heaven to get to judgment day. We'll offer a gospel invitation at this time if someone that feels they need to become a child of His, but now is the time. We know in the scripture it tells us life is nothing but a vapor. It may not be here 5 minutes from now. And if you feel you've stumbled, the devil's caused you to stumble, want to correct yourself with God, now is the time to do it. As we stand and sing the song David's chosen.